Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're going to talk about after-school business opportunities. Despite COVID-19, there continues to be a growing demand for after-school programs. About 10.2 million children participate in after-school programs across the United States, and another 19.4 million children would participate if a program were available in their area. So for all of our entrepreneurs, business-minded listeners, and followers tuned in right now, investing in and running an after-school program are definitely worth your consideration. And to talk about this more is our friend John Collins. John is currently the Vice President of Kumon North America's Center Network Development. Mr. Collins also has been helping Kumon Math and Reading Centers grow since he joined the company almost a decade ago. Even during 2020, John was able to help 124 franchisees launch new businesses. That is incredible. And Mr. Collins, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's certainly our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details on this as well. So first of all, let's discuss what Kumon is for those that aren't familiar with Kumon. Give us a little background, if you would.
Sure. Well, Kumon started almost 70 years ago. Like a lot of parents, the founder of our company, Toro Kumon, was just a dad that wanted to help his son improve his math skills. So he began creating daily math exercises for his son to do. He introduced the idea of mastering a concept before moving on to a harder concept. And by using this method, now being called the Kumon method, his son was doing calculus by the time he was in sixth grade. Other parents of the community and the neighbors started to begin to notice this. And a year later, in 1955, Toro Kumon's wife, Teiko, opened the very first Kumon Center in Osaka in 1955. We've since then added a reading program, and we are now the world's largest math and reading program. We have centers in 57 countries. We have over 4 million students attending Kumon. And in the U.S. alone, we have over 1,600 Kumon centers.
Yeah, thanks for hitting on some of the highlights there, and that is quite amazing, the success Kumon has experienced all these years. Now, as an after-school program, how actually big is Kumon in the industry?
Well, like I had mentioned, we are the largest after-school math and reading program in the world. Again, as I'd mentioned earlier, or as you had mentioned, we opened 124 centers last year. We're on track to open about 145 centers this year. So really, anywhere in most of the markets around the country, if your listeners are looking to own or operate or even attend a Kumon center, there's going to be one nearby.
Yeah, you are definitely right about that. I've seen quite a few Kumon centers after being acquainted and getting to know more about Kumon. So now, how can one actually become a Kumon franchisee, and what are the benefits?
Sure. There's a lot of benefits to what we offer. One of the reasons why a lot of people want to become a Kumon franchise owner is the fact that they want to own and operate their own business. They have a passion for education and for helping kids. They want to make an impact in their own community. And Kumon's been doing this so long, and the fact that we are a franchise really means that we've already set them up for success. We have the strength of our brand behind us. We have our experience behind us. We've had years of experience to perfect our systems. In addition to all of that, we do extensive research to make sure that the areas and the markets where we expand and improve new centers to open are viable. We want every one of our franchisees to be confident that there are enough families in their communities to support and have a very successful franchise center. We also know that starting a new business is stressful and can be quite expensive at times. So we cover up to $36,000 of the startup expenses for our franchisees, such as the cost of the furniture, the sign for their center. And we also offer a rent subsidy of up to $1,000 for the first 12 months of the franchise agreement. So we do everything we can to help our franchisees start strong and finish strong once they decide to finally end their career with Kumon.
Definitely appreciate all the details and information. Most helpful and impressive as well. Today we're joined by Mr. John Collins, the Vice President of Kumon North America's Center Network Development here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how successful and rewarding is it owning and running a Kumon Center? Take that further, if you would.
Wow. It's, you know, if you have a passion for children, such as we do from the franchisor side, this is a great opportunity. 60 to 70%, and this will give you some history here, 60 to 70% of our franchisees were at one time Kumon parents. They had their own children enrolled in Kumon. They saw the success of that, what the Kumon method did for their own children. And it made them so excited that they wanted to be able to provide that same service in their own communities and their surrounding communities. So they come to us and they absolutely love this opportunity. It's low startup costs. You have ongoing support from the very beginning. We are not an organization where we put our franchisees through a couple of weeks of training and say, okay, see you later, good luck with your business. We provide ongoing support from the very initial call all the way through the time they open their centers until the time they retire. They are constantly being provided support from their branch offices, from their field business consultants. And we're doing, again, everything we can do to expand Kumon, to be able to offer Kumon to as many children as possible. And our franchisees, being the majority of them, come from having experienced Kumon themselves, absolutely love it. And they absolutely have a huge passion for it. So it's very exciting to talk about and very exciting to see someone who just once started with their child in Kumon to now become a Kumon franchise owner. It's very exciting for us.
Yeah, the support is huge, and that certainly would bring comfort and more interest in considering a Kumon franchise, for sure, the support that would be available. Now, looking at challenges, what challenges like operation cost, market risk, and uncertainties, ROI, et cetera, should a prospective franchisee expect, and how does Kumon address those challenges?
Sure, and this kind of goes back to wanting our franchisees to start strong, right? So we're only going to open markets in the U.S. where we feel that there is enough market, there's enough children, the income levels are where they should be in order to even consider opening a Kumon center. It's really important for us. Opening a Kumon center doesn't mean anything to us if our franchisees can't be successful. And it has to start with the location. You always hear location, location, location. Well, it's the same thing with our business. So it's really important from the very beginning to find the right market, find the right location, and then move on from there. As I mentioned earlier, we offer a lot of cost initiatives that are going to help a new business owner become successful, so their overhead isn't very high. And throughout the entire relationship, again, we do national marketing that is free to our franchisees. They're not required to pay for any national marketing that we do. We have a marketing department that will help. We have a branch offices with franchise and business consultants that visit our Kumon centers very frequently, especially the newer ones that are trying to get off the ground running. And we provide such a high level of support that our franchisees never feel alone. They never feel lost because we are always there helping them become successful. Now, COVID obviously is one of the challenges that we face. Initially, it was a lot scarier than what we thought it was going to be. But the fact is, with school shutting down, with moms and dads having to figure out a way to teach their kids on their own and juggle educational priorities, Kumon has remained strong. We've remained at a point where families are still coming to us. They see the need. They know the name. We have the brand recognition. And we have the years of success behind us. So our new franchisees coming in really don't have to worry too much about any more of those types of challenges. We've actually even changed our business model from one that pre-COVID was an in-center only educational opportunity, meaning the students were required to go to a physical brick and mortar center twice a week to do their studies, to the point where now we actually offer online instruction as well. So those for those families that are not feeling quite comfortable with being in a center with other children and other people, we offer them the same opportunity, only online, live with an instructor at the same time. So we've been able to change our business model very quickly in order to overcome some of those challenges, such as COVID.
Mr. Collins, really appreciate your time and getting us up to speed on the opportunities there at Kumon as a franchise owner, and also for what you're doing in the education space. For those that want to learn more about Kumon franchise and open a Kumon center, what should they do now?
Well, the next step is they can simply give us a call at 800-ABC-MASK to inquire more about the requirements, as well as to be connected with one of our franchise specialists. They can also visit KumonFranchise.com to learn more. We offer a free webinar with one of our franchise specialists that will allow our new potential franchisees to learn everything they need to know about Kumon, as well as what the entire process is on how to get started. I do want to mention one more thing for our veterans. If you're a veteran out there and you have a bachelor's degree, I want you to know that on top of the $36,000 in expenses that we cover, they also have the ability to qualify for an extra $10,000 in credit. So if you happen to be a veteran out there with a degree, definitely come talk to us.
And that certainly is an added bonus right there. Again, Mr. Collins, all the best, and thanks so much for dropping by to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success.
Thank you very much, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. John Collins, the Vice President of Kumon North America's Center Network Development. And for all the details, visit Kumon.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.